This is Scott Beck with the Beck Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Amy Hesser. Amy's the founder and CEO of Hesser Communications, sort of a brilliant person, brilliant personality. Excited to visit with you today about business, priorities, and more. Amy, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you so much, Scott, for the opportunity to chat with you today. As you mentioned, I'm the CEO and founder of Hesser Communications Group, which is a boutique PR and strategic communications firm. At Hesser, we have a passion for the future, and what that means is that we're busy leading our tech, pioneer, and health tech clients forward, assisting them in leveraging their business communications efforts in ways that are going to help them universally be recognized as the segment leaders in their respective spaces. So I'm also personally passionate about the future of PR, and to that end, I very much stay on the leading edge of what's really working and not working in today's multifaceted, ever-evolving, and increasingly complex world of communication.
Well, and it really is that. And the last time I saw you in person was literally just prior to the COVID-19 crisis really getting going. I believe it was February of this year. Talk about business today and what's working and not working in this very complex world.
You're right, Scott. I think that was about the last thing that Publicity Club of Chicago was able to hold in person. And then everything kind of blew up. So what is working now in these COVID, post-COVID, new normal, evolving COVID times are things that were working before, but they're amplified. So what's working now is a customer-first mentality, a nimble organizational culture and mindset, effective storytelling, and targeted communications with human touch. And what's not working is the absence of these things. And to put, you know, we can talk through a little bit about what each of those things means. You know, what's a customer-first mentality, and how does that fit in with being a nimble organization? Well, today more than ever, everybody's cheese has moved, right? Who moved my cheese? Everybody. The cheese, it's all over the place. So your customers need different things. They need them in new ways. They know that you as a business owner are having new kinds of struggles, but you have to be flexible enough and forward thinking enough and customer focused enough to do things in new ways that meet their new needs, if that makes sense.
Well, 100%. And one of the things I noticed with you is tremendous customer relationships and intimacy, and that you're very close with your customers, and they trust you a great deal as a trusted advisor. How much is that part of the customer-first mentality of staying very close to your clients and customers?
It's everything right now. And in the world of communications as well, you really have to customize what you're doing and how you're communicating to the specific needs of each stakeholder group, if we want to call it that, of each customer group. You really want to tell your story in a way that's going to resonate with what they need, with that unmet need in the marketplace that they have. And what you really want to communicate is how your company, your business, what you're doing is uniquely poised to fill that unmet need and help them. You know, at the end of the day, how are you going to support them at this difficult time? How are you going to help them get out of it? Yeah.
It's so important that somebody puts themselves in that mindset as, I'm actually here to help them. I'm not here to to serve my own interest. My interest will be served if I serve them, if I take care of that client versus the other way around. And I think it's a very, it's a great perspective, one that I see you put into action all the time. Talk for a moment, Amy, about top priorities this year. As you work on adjusting, surviving, thriving, what are your top three priorities this year?
So my top priorities this year are, let me think about that. Definitely number one would be keep it positive. Although things day to day, you know, when we look at the news and the various news cycles, it can seem downgrading or depressing or loss of opportunity. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. That's the surface. I think thrivers are people who can look beyond the surface. They see that there's always opportunity. I mean, we live in a world of energy balance, really. So as much as there are negatives, there are positives. And I think the most successful people are the ones that can get over to the positive side of looking at things. It doesn't mean there, because the opportunities, the landscape has shifted, it doesn't mean there are no opportunities. It doesn't mean that there's no sun in the landscape. It just means you have to be nimble enough to go find where the sun is shining and, you know, help it grow your path, or illuminate your path, get on that path. So keep it positive would be definitely one of my priorities for the year, to keep seeing where the opportunities are and how to leverage them for myself, my family, my loved ones, my business, and most of all, also my clients and their businesses. Because at the end of the day, I would say another one of my top three priorities for the year is using leading edge communication to enable our HESTER clients to connect with their higher mission. For instance, one of our clients is VO. They are a leading edge innovator in micromobility. And their higher mission is to bring safe and affordable transportation options to underserved communities or to neighborhoods in larger cities that have traditionally had a gap in the transportation landscape. So, you know, using communications effectively to reach these higher missions for clients, that's a huge goal of mine. And I guess number three, Scott, would, you know, be the light. That's a huge priority of mine. Be the light. Keep learning and growing. There are so many, you know, challenges these days. And that means there are so many opportunities to learn and to do things differently and in new ways that uplift everybody, and sharing those best practices. So I would say those are my three priorities for the rest of this year.
Well, I think you've got a great perspective on things. You've done a magnificent job building your own agency and PR firm, and you do a tremendous job serving clients' interest. I love this concept that even while the news cycle might be bad, things are generally never as bad as they seem, nor as good as they seem. So keep on looking for opportunities. Keep on trying to be the light. Keep on trying to be positive. Amy, one final question. How can people reach you? How do they learn more about HESTER Communications?
The best way is, and like you said, that personal touch approach that I love so much, reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect with you. So I'm Amy HESTER on LinkedIn, and I'm the CEO and founder of HESTER Communications Group. And that's a great way for us to get started together.
Amy, thank you again for joining the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. It's always great to talk to you. I always find it to be inspiring, and I always learn something. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. I always love chatting with you, too. Have a great day.